Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Chatting with Sherry. Today we're going to welcome back author R.M. Alexander, and she's going to talk about her new book, The Real You. Hi, Robin.
Hi there, Sherry. How are you?
I'm fine. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
You've been a very busy girl.
Always.
Why don't you tell the audience a little bit about what you've been up to?
Well, in September, the last week in September, I released my newest novel, The Real You, and it's a romantic suspense, and it's centered, first half of it's centered in Michigan, the other second half is centered around Hollywood, but it's the story of a woman who falls in love with a man whose life revolves around Hollywood. He's not an actor yet, but he's going to be, and it's not just a simple love story, though. As their story goes on, there's some danger that's lurking, and some things that happen that she has to overcome and really test whether or not they can be together based on not only their differences in life. She's a normal person, just, you know, regular kind of 9-to-5 girl, and like I said, he's going to be an actor, so they come from two totally different worlds, and they have to overcome not only that obstacle, but also the danger that's facing them and trying to keep them apart.
Interesting. And so it's sort of like it's a thriller romance.
It's, I guess it is. It's more of a romantic suspense, I guess. I don't know. I guess the thrill isn't really so much there as it is just a lot of twists and turns, which I love to do in my books. And then, you know, just also trying to figure out what is going on and where it's coming from.
And is any of your characters based on, like the actor, is he based on a real person, or is it just made up in your little head? Or
mostly it's made up. Mostly it's made up. You know, I did a lot of research. I talked to you a couple times about, you know, what happened and what happens in Hollywood during location shoots and that. And there's a couple of actors that are very, you know, personable and very friendly with their fans that I was able to, you know, get a little bit of information from, but mostly it's just a combination of whatever's in my head.
And so you're very busy, and you're a mommy, and you do homeschooling, mm-hmm. and you're a wife. Mm-hmm. How do you balance all that?
Very, very carefully. Actually, you know, I honestly don't know. My daytime is usually, you know, focused on the girls and homeschooling and taking care of the house and doing whatever, you know, comes along with all that. And it's not until the kids go to bed at night that I put on my writing hat and, you know, get to it. During the day, I might check my emails. I'll check Facebook off and on, see what kind of messages I have or whatever. But mostly, you know, my writing time is at night, and I grab a couple hours or whatever it is I can at nighttime.
And how do you coordinate with your husband?
Actually, we just kind of, you know, he has a regular 9-to-5 job or 3-to-11 job or whatever it is that day. So mostly, you know, I take care of the kids for the most part, and he steps in when he needs to, but most of the time, you know, it's just his schedule, you know, kind of blends into mine a little bit, and we work it all out.
Because, you know, there's a lot of writers who are, in fact, they're having this big thing here in California. If you've never written a novel, try to write a novel. And it has like 300,000 people trying to write a novel by the end of the month of November. I feel for them.
Yes, you know. Yes, I'm taking part of Nano.
And I really feel for them.
I'm taking part in it. It's a great opportunity.
Yeah.
It makes you focus.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. 1 month to write a novel? God. Do you have any advice? Because, I mean, you're taking part in it, so you are a competitor, but I'm sure you want to give some love and help to the other writers out there.
Oh, sure. No, it's, you know, I don't know that it's really so much a competition, because if you finish your 50,000 words by the end of November, you win. There's not just one winner. It's, you know, whoever finishes their words and reaches that goal. It's actually more of a community that helps support one another and kind of cheers each other on. And, you know, if you're trying to write the 50,000 words, it was kind of a disgusting term that I heard the other day, but you word vomit the words out.
Oh, my God.
Right. I know, isn't it? That's just the worst word picture you could ever
come up with these things, yeah.
But
I've heard that before, but not as a writer.
Oh, no, I just heard it the other day.
Really?
And I was like, really?
I've heard it with somebody who, like, says things that they don't mean, or they say things that they're thinking but didn't mean to come out, and that they have a problem with word vomit. They say that. I mean, I've heard it that term before, but I just never heard it in terms of writing.
So no,
it's
actually,
now transferred.
Yeah, it has. I heard it. Actually, I was reading an article on how to get, you know, your 50,000 words out. I participated last year in Nano, and I didn't finish. But I was reading an article this year, and they used the term, and they said that's actually the best way. You don't think about whether your words are pretty. You don't think about whether you're getting it right. You just, you know, if you... Because you're going to have to go back and revise anyway. Everybody has to do it. So
right.
The focus is, you know, just getting the 50,000 words out. And then once you have your 50,000 words out at the end of November and you finish the challenge, then you go back in December, or however long it takes you, and you revise what you have and throw out what you don't need, rewrite what you need to do, and, you know, just keep moving. But, yeah, I'm actually helping an author. She's starting her author journey. She's new to it. She's starting it just this November. She's one of my PAs, and she wants to, you know, she's dipping into to writing now, and she's like, how do I do this? And it just write. Whatever comes out, put it on the paper, fix it later.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I mean, it's interesting because I've always done that. I mean, I never really thought about it as hard until you talk to people who don't understand it.
Right.
I mean, it just pours out of my head. I can't help it. It may be different things. Like, I write plays, I write short stories, I write books, I write all kinds of stuff, and articles or blogs. But it all pours out. I mean, but I think one of the... See, with this contest, you have to focus. But with me, I don't. One of the reasons I don't participate is because I don't. I'm popping onto five or six different things, and I'm writing them all. So,
right.
I don't really have that ability to do it like that. So I have a great deal of respect for it.
Actually, Sherry, I'm a lot like you. I'm, you know, with the limited time I have to write, when the kids go down to bed. You know, I have Facebook to do. I have to reach out, you know, and talk to my fans or whatever, and, you know, talk to other authors, and because I do a lot of behind-the-scenes things with helping authors out. And, you know, so I have to juggle all that with the writing, too. So a lot of times at night, I'm not writing for 2 hours. I'm writing, you know, I write for 15 minutes and go find out what's going on Facebook. I write for 20 minutes and go see what's in my emails. And it's actually one of the reasons I participate in Nano, because it forces me to not do that so much and get the
Bad
work girl. Done that I need
Stop
to get
going
done.
To Facebook.
Right. So.
Yeah, I know. I know. I just, I don't think I could do it. I saw it. I was like, wow, that's really cool. What a great idea. But I was like, no, not for me.
It's fun too. I like the cheerleading that goes on, you know, because it's not. There's some in the author community that do get very competitive with one another and wanting to, you know, outsell or whatever the case might be. But there's others in the author community that really try to just help one another along and cheer people on. And Nano brings out the best in that, I think. And, you know, there's writing sprints that happen on Twitter where you sign in and you have, you know, a half hour to write as much as you can. And then a half hour later, you go and you check in with everybody on Twitter who's doing it that day, and you say, hey, I wrote, you know, 500 words, and some people write 10,000 words or whatever. And but it's not really competition as much as it is, hey, you know, really great job, let's do it again. And it keeps you focused on your writing instead of allowing you yourself to get carried away with other stuff.
Yeah, that's true. That's really true. So you finished this book. You're doing Nano. Are you doing any other projects?
Well, actually, my project for Nano is book two, to follow up with the follow-up to The Real You, and that is called The Determined You. And then also I'm working on a short story project, and that's going to be I'm going to keep that one a secret for a little longer. Share that with the readers in that once it's finished. It's actually something I'm doing for a particular thing, and so, yeah, we'll share with that when it gets a little closer.
It's the thing, because it's about, but you can't talk. But it is so frustrating, because I interview people, and one of the things that is frustrating is they want to talk about it, but they can't talk about it.
Right.
And it's like,
what can I say that's not too much, but
yeah, it's sad, but it's funny because it's like, you know, it's very frustrating. They're like, they want to roar because they want to talk about it.
Right. Yeah. And aside from that, I'm also gearing up. I've released 3 novels this year, and I'm gearing up for 2016 and hoping to get out. Might even try to reach for 4. We'll see how it goes. So that's my plate.
That's your plate?
That's my
plate. It's a pretty full plate. It's a pretty full plate.
It's a pretty full plate.
And out of curiosity, do you ever stretch to try different types of writing, like article writing, short story writing, plays, film, anything? Do you ever stretch yourself, or is it because you're so busy with your novels and stuff you haven't ever tried that?
Blog writing does not work for me. I've tried it several times, and it just, I'll be good for, I don't know, maybe a month, and then it just kind of falls off. So I've given up on that whole thing. It just doesn't work. You know, as far as other stuff, I haven't done plays, and I haven't done short stories, and I don't always get along. But
do you have fights with them?
Yes, I do. We don't get along. I'm long-winded. I want to write the whole novel.
okay.
But I've found that I've been challenging myself in my novels. Each one is a little bit different from the others. You know, with the Shadows trilogy, it was a paranormal, and it had, you know, it had a roadmap of how to get from here to there. And The Real You is a little bit more, there was a lot of depth to The Real You in ways that were a lot different from everything else I've written. And so I've been challenging myself in my writing but it's all been within my novels. And now again, with the Determined You writing the characters, there's a character that's going to be different than what I've written before. So she's a little bit of a challenge for me. And that's where I've been pushing myself.
Well, it's good to try new things. I mean, because it makes you a better writer. Even if you suck at it, it's always just good to try.
Right. Yeah, it is.
I've taken classes to try different things, and sometimes I'll keep going. I'm not the type to give up, but I kind of put it on the back burner if I'm working on stuff that I'm actually decent at. And then I'll come back. Oh, I'm going to try again. And I pull
right.
it out.
Right.
I actually was writing a film and I converted it into a play. You know, I mean, you never know. You could have one of your short stories you can convert into something else.
Yeah, well, actually, I have a short story that's going to be converted into a novel.
See, you know. I knew it.
I'm just long-winded. There's just no other way around it. I look at the paper going, 10,000 words is not going to fit.
No, I understand. Oh, my God. But isn't it funny? Because, you know, people don't understand. Writers are artists, even though we don't have a canvas, but we are artists. And we go with the flow. Sometimes the flow goes in completely wrong directions, and you have to recognize it and go pull back. But we also recognize what we're good at. And that's what we really stick with. Are you doing the Real You series? Are you doing another series at the same time, or are you sticking to one series at a time?
Right now I'm sticking with that series. Once I get to the first of the year, I might go ahead and start my next paranormal series and write the two, probably write the third book of the Only You series along with the first book of the Remembering. But we'll see how the time goes here. You know, with the limited time I got, like I said, it's really hard because if I try to write two books at one time, that means, you know, at night I might have an hour for one book and an hour for the next, and you don't get a whole lot done if you're a slow writer like I am. So,
I mean, yeah, I understand what you're saying. I mean, and the thing is, all the pressure we put on, we're putting it on ourselves, really.
Yeah, we do.
Because nobody's there saying, oh, you have to finish it by this date, because we don't have a deadline. We just put it on our own, and we make our own deadline, and then we kill ourselves to try to make the deadline that we created.
Right. And everybody else is listening to this saying, oh, my goodness, authors are crazy.
Yeah. Well, we are. We talk to ourselves. Our characters talk to us. Our characters if characters don't want to do something, they fight with you. You have these incredible arguments in your head with a character. No, I want you to do. No, I'm not doing that. It's not right for me.
Yep. Yep. And they will not let you type or write if you write, you know, the old-fashioned way or type it on the computer. They won't let you do a thing until you do it their way.
Check it with them.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
They're
so
a bunch
in a way,
of spoiled brats.
We are a little nuts. One of my favorite parts of an Agatha Christie book, what's the name of it? In the Clouds or Up in the Clouds or something like that. It's about a plane, a murder happening on a plane between England and France, and they were going to the French Open, and there's an author on the plane, and he's talking about how he's fought with his character. He wouldn't do it. And, yes, he did do this all this research, but his character just thought it was stupid. And they're like, and Jack goes, is he crazy? And Perot goes, no, he's just an author. So even Agatha
exactly.
knew about it. Even she struggled with it.
Exactly. When we say that our characters are our friends, we're not just talking. We mean it.
That's why you get so sad when a book is over. I mean, you actually go into a little mini depression because you're going to say bye-bye to all those people.
Yes, I was like that with the Shadows trilogy. It was very hard at the end because I knew that I wouldn't be working with, you know, that story and those characters anymore. And it was very bittersweet to write the last word of that book. It was very difficult.
I bet. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like saying goodbye to people that are your friends.
Right.
Well, you can write a new edition. That's what I'm doing right now. Bring it back to you.
I wish I could, but the story's over. It doesn't have anywhere else to go now.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
It was a shot.
It was. I've toyed with it now and then, but no, they won't let me. So.
They won't let you. Yeah, I know. Very stubborn characters, aren't they?
They are. Like I said, they're all a bunch of spoiled brats.
Yep. It's like, I know what's good for me, and you're going to listen to me. And you're like, mm-hmm. I created you, and I know what's good for you. No, it's my words, and they're coming out of my mouth. No, they're not. And you're like...
It's like that old Stephen King. Yeah, it's like that old Stephen King movie, The Dark Half, the book, too. Yep.
Yep. We're sad lot writers, aren't we?
Yeah.
But it's funny.
We all. Yep.
We have to laugh at ourselves or we'd cry. We're coming to the end of the show, and I know you have something you want to tell the audience about, so here's your chance.
All righty. Well, tonight I am going to be at a Facebook event with Sweet and Sassy Book Blog. And I will be there from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And so I hope to see you all there.
That sounds really cool. And explain what an author takeover is because, actually, for me, it was a new concept until last year. So maybe some of the authors or the wannabe writers out there, they never heard of it.
Okay. It's just there's a lot of Facebook pages that are bloggers or even other authors will have events. And you go in and you have an hour time slot where you visit their page and it's just you posting on that page. And it's a really great opportunity to get to meet the readers and get to interact with them, you know, in real time as opposed to, you know, getting a message or a PM or, you know, replying to a comment on a page, which, you know, can be half hour, an hour, 2 hours a day later. So this is all real time. And during the event, during that hour of takeover, you know, you're talking to the author live. And so that's what it is. And, you know, play games or, you know, just share the books. Sometimes you can do giveaways. So, you know, it's a lot of fun.
It sounds like it. It sounds like it is a lot of fun. I've done it, so I shouldn't say it sounds like it. What do you recommend for people that are new to writing? How do you recommend that they start? Do you have any advice?
You want to start, you know, first, of course, you want to start networking. And it's just getting to talk to as many people as you can within the writing community and the bloggers that support the writing community. Because the bloggers do a tremendous job of helping us all out. And once you do that, then, you know, you'll start noticing event invitations popping up on your Facebook notifications, or if you have somebody that can help you out and going to search them down, you know, find out events that other author friends are taking part in, and see if there's an opening that you can get in yourself. But the biggest thing is networking, and that's important not only for the takeovers and finding spaces to reach out to readers, but just in getting support for yourself and meeting authors who are in different levels of their careers that can help you, and you can reach back and help as well.
Cool. Thank you, Robin. One last question. I think I know the answer, but what is your passion?
Writing. But I'm also a Disney freak.
Uh-huh.
I am a Disney freak.
Cool.
And I'm also a huge animal lover, and especially I'm very passionate about tigers and the issues that face them worldwide. So that's a huge thing for me.
That's great, yeah. And the new federal law that makes it a felony to abuse animals, that's so amazing. I'm so glad that finally passed.
I am too. That's going to be a huge help in helping sanctuaries manage the animals that come in from private owners who don't know what they're doing and having these animals in their homes. And it's going to be a tremendous help.
Yeah, I mean, thank God. It's about time they're recognizing that these people who hurt animals are just as bad as the person who hurts another person. It's a wonderful thing.
Right. And a lot of times, if you're going to hurt an animal, you're not going to be shy about hurting a person. It kind of goes hand in hand.
There's a viciousness there.
Mm-hmm.
And on a happy note, why don't you give them your website really quick, and your Facebook page, what it's under.
Okay. You can find my website at rmalexanderauthor.wix.com/rmalexanderauthor. And on my website, you can also sign up for my newsletter, which I send out monthly with any new releases that are coming up. I also share the spot with other authors so that they can post their new releases in my newsletter as well. And then my Facebook page is facebook.com/rmalexanderauthor. Hey, Sherry, did we lose you? Sherry? Did I lose you?
Oh, I'm so sorry, Robin. My phone dropped. I do apologize. It was a blog talk problem.
That's okay.
I am so sorry about that. Thank you so much for being on the show, and I really, really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me, Sherry. Talk to you soon.
Thank you, and thank you for chatting with Sherry.